never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:14 Friday morning. Exciting times for the Saints. I think it is as a fan. Doug Mouton joins us now, our friend, WWL Sports Director, to get his take on the hiring of Kellen Moore. How you doing, Doug? How you been?
I am amazing, Tommy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Doug and I know each other a long time, going back to that show Know It Alls, when Doug would once infamously said, it's kind of like Jeopardy, only nowhere near as good. And you know what? I think
it was the game show where it paid to know New Orleans.
I think you were right. It was. It's exactly right. Let's talk about Kellen Moore. Thoughts on the process that led to his hiring, and then we'll get to the press conference.
Yeah, look, the process, Tommy, that I find fascinating is that through this process, all right, first of all the national people are saying, you know, the Saints have salary cap problems, no one's going to want to come there. And I got to say, even locally, the Saints were getting chewed up by their own fan base. I had a friend of mine text me at one point, this is embarrassing, you know, coaches drop it out. And as it turns out, the Saints had identified Kellen Moore from the start. They had pursued Kellen the first day they were allowed to interview him in person. Was the Monday, I think it was January 27th, the Saints flew to Philadelphia, interviewed him in person, and then the Super Bowl, he sort of proves their interest right. Kansas City hadn't given up 40 points in a game in 4 years, and he's brilliant in the Super Bowl. The Eagles win big. It calls a near-perfect game on the biggest stage in American sports, and obviously now it certainly looks like a terrific hire. Now, look, there's no guarantee at this point that this is going to work, but from the process standpoint, from all of the criticism the team was taking literally 2 weeks ago to how they look today, which was like a smart, patient team that got – look, I think there was a bunch of good hires in this process. I think 5 of the 7 teams made excellent hires for their team, and the Saints are one of those. And, you know – he represents change. He represents new ideas. I think it's a terrific hire. I don't know if it's going to work, but it has every chance to work. And the way the situation turned around, I think, is really fascinating.
I totally agree. And I'm getting texts from people that, you know, are pooping all over it. But people poop all over everything. They don't know. They've never been in this seat. They don't understand what's going on. We think we know, but we really don't. So let's talk about Kellen Moore, the person. What do we know about him and his history, et cetera?
Well, I mean, look, he's a guy, and this came through yesterday more than anything, a guy that was sort of born to be an NFL head coach. He said even, okay, first of all, as his dad's his high school coach. This is in sort of rural Washington State. All he cares about is football, which I think everyone in New Orleans as an 8 or a 10-year-old, that's all we cared about here in my group of friends was football. That's all he cared about. His dad's a high school coach, so he grows up as the ball boy, and then he plays high school football. He's a good high school football player, good enough to be recruited by Boise State, which is where he wound up going. He's the winningest quarterback in the history of college football. Those were great, imaginative offenses that he was part of at Boise State. They won a lot of games. 50 wins as a college quarterback, still the most in the history of big-time college football. Plays 6 years in the NFL, was never a starter, was always a backup. And he said all along that route, all he wanted to do was be a coach. He was preparing to be a coach from when he was the ball boy on his dad's team, wow, even when he was a player. So as soon as he retired, the Cowboys hired him to be their quarterback coach. And then he did that for 1 year, and then Jerry Jones immediately named him his offensive coordinator, where he was for the next 4 years, and or the next 3 years as the offensive coordinator. Then he's been an offensive coordinator for 6 years in the NFL. So even though he's only 36 and he's the youngest head coach in the NFL, he's extremely experienced for the job. He's got 6 years with three different teams as a coordinator, and his offenses have looked different at each stop. They have built around his team, around the Eagles, especially with Saquon Barkley. He ran the ball more than he ever had, and it's an offense that obviously worked through the Super Bowl. He scored 55 points in the NFC Championship game. So that's the one thing we didn't know about him, Tommy. Was he ready to be a head coach? He's a guy who's never been a head coach. And the one thing that came through in the press conference was, you know what, this guy feels like he's ready to be a head coach.
Yeah, talk about the way he handled himself during the press conference, because I think that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it really was. Well, one thing that he's already mastered is for questions he didn't want to answer. And look, in my job, I always say that. It's like, all I can do is ask the questions. If you don't want to answer them, just don't answer them, but I'm going to ask. So, like, for instance, I asked him about the salary cap, which is the one thing they got most beaten up about during this whole process. And I said, you know, where do you feel like the salary cap stands right now? And he just totally avoided the question, and which is fine. That's his prerogative to do that. It's sort of a professional move to avoid questions, and he did it while still being very nice. So it was just interesting what he chose to answer. And then maybe the most interesting answer he gave when he was talking about personnel, and he gave very different answers with different personnel. With Alvin Kamara, he said, you know, great player, you know, somebody I'm looking forward to working with. He's a big part of what we're doing. And then when asked about Derek Carr,
stop right there, because we're going to pick it up when we come back. I was hoping you'd get to that point. We got to stop for traffic, because I was having a conversation with somebody earlier. Sometimes it's not what people say, it's what they don't say that means a lot.
Yeah, no doubt.
And what I think some people don't understand, and going back to what you said, Doug, is we can only ask the questions. You can't beat somebody up. What about the salary cap? Well, blah, blah, blah. What about the salary cap? Well, blah, blah, blah. What about the salary cap?
Right,
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I can't. What do you want me to do? Asked and answered. Move on, counselor. 820 traffic now.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
WW. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Doug Mouton, WWL TV sports director, about Kellen Moore. And if you've ever been in a corporate position where you're a department manager and a new company comes in and they're bringing out all the department managers and talking about what a great job they do, then when it gets to your department, they bring out an employee from your department and talk about what a great job they're doing. You might want to start getting ready, right, Doug? Because that's not a good sign.
Boy, I love that explanation. That's awesome.
And I think that's go ahead. Tell me about Derek Carr.
Yeah, well, obviously you're going to the direction of Derek Carr. Look, I'm not 100% sure what to read into it, except, look, he gave Alvin Kamara this glowing endorsement, and he said nice things about Derek Carr, but absolutely was completely non-committal in what he's going to do with Derek Carr. And look, it's easy to get why. I think he's going to want to deep dive into all the game tape he can find, figure out where Derek Carr is, where Spencer Rattler is, what might be out there on the market, and figure it out. So I would say right now the quarterback position could go one. Look, there's four directions: Carr, Rattler, a free agent, or the draft. You got four choices, and I think all four choices are in the realm of possibility right now.
What's the draft look like for quarterbacks?
Well, look, the one guy that I love is Shedeur Sanders, Deion's son. I don't think there's any chance on earth he's available at 9, which is when the Saints pick. At 9, the Saints are going to have a hard – they won't get one of the top two guys. I'm pretty – in fact, I think that Cam Ward and Shedeur will go 1-2 or 2-1, and certainly I think they're both gone by the third or fourth pick. And after that, you're sort of rolling the dice on somebody. So I don't know if the draft is the answer this year. Look, the one interesting free agent, although it's a short-term fix, would be Justin Fields, who, of course, first-round draft pick from the Bears, who played at Pittsburgh, has been very limited as a passer, but has been a great running quarterback. And you saw what Kellen Moore can do with a quarterback that can run like Jalen Hurts. Now, Jalen Hurts is a far better quarterback at this stage in his career than Justin Fields, but Justin Fields is still an interesting possibility. And then there's Derek Carr and Spencer Rattler. And I think it could go any of those ways. And look, here's the truth, Tommy, that I believe. The Saints need a lot of help. They need offensive line help. They need defensive line help. They need wide receiver help. They need a lot of help across the board. I think this is at least a two-year build. So I'm not sure you have to get your future quarterback for 2025, because I don't think 2025 is the year you're going to go super far. But at the same time, I mean, look what Sean Payton did in year one. You don't want to throw a season away. You want to say it's possible. So I guess all those things are possible right now. And I'm obviously super curious what Kellen Moore thinks. And my guess is the reason he's noncommittal is because he doesn't know yet, and he wants to deep dive into it before he formulates a solid opinion.
I don't know where I read this, but, you know, I saw that they were referring to Mickey Loomis and said that Sean Payton got Drew Brees, who he wanted, and help me out, the former coach. I'm having a brain moment here. Dennis Allen.
Derek Carr.
So how much of a say do you think Kellen Moore is going to have?
The one thing about Mickey Loomis, we saw it for the entire run of Sean Payton, is that he is absolutely going to provide the coach with what the coach wants. So I think it's a collaborative effort, but I'm 100% sure that if Kellen Moore is rock solid on a quarterback, he'll convince them, and that's the guy they'll get. Mickey Loomis has never been the GM that has fought his head coach. He's been the GM that has given the head coach what he wanted, and that's another one of the things that really came through yesterday, Tommy. After all the criticism that the team took in this process, Kellen Moore said this, and he said it multiple times throughout that 40 minutes or whatever it was. He doesn't consider New Orleans a lesser job among these jobs. He went on and on about what an attractive job New Orleans was because of the organization. So I don't anticipate any problems with them working together. That's never been a problem under Mickey Loomis, is working with his head coach.
Thank you, Doug. We'll talk to you again soon. I appreciate your time. Doug Mouton, WWL.
Anytime, Tommy.
You bet. TV sports director. For me, my opinion, if you're going to go with a transitional quarterback, seems like Spencer Rattler's the guy, and then you wait and see what's available next year. But that's just me. 8:30, we'll take a break. Come back to talk to Councilman J.P. Morrell about this whole school board mess. Mardi Gras and more right now. Time for WWL First News.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.